Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another thrilling episode of Rivals of Waterdeep. We are in, it's episode 7? Yes, episode 7 of season 9 of this awesome, wonderful show, this awesome, wonderful cast that we are going to go around and introduce right now. So, Tanya, take it away. Who are you?
I'm Tanya most times that I remember who I am. But on the show, I'm Sleece Astorio. Your Oathbreaker Paladin / Blood Hunter, both Sleece's pronouns, and mine are she, her.
All right. Sharif, take it away.
Hey, I'm Sharif playing Shaka, Tiefling, Celestial Warlock. Both of us are he, him.
All right. Brian.
Hi, yeah. I am Brian playing Virgil, your Asimar Sorcerer, and both our pronouns are he, him.
And Eugenio.
Hello, I'm Eugenio, DM Jesse Hands. I'm joking. And today I am playing... Today? Like, I haven't been for the last 6 weeks. Whatever, I'm Kent, and a rogue, and a tiefling, and ice cream.
An ice cream or ice cream?
Yes.
Ooh, ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream for ice cream.
Can the episode just be us going to get ice cream?
Oh yeah. My god.
Ooh,
if yes. It wasn't episode 7 already.
No. What is the storyline? No longer. We are going to get ice cream.
Ice cream.
Thank I mean, there's got to be an ice cream like, stand the, somewhere in Canada.
I mean, right. Yeah. And there's got to be like a bunch of books of reviews to the best places to get ice cream.
Oh my god. Research before ice cream. I'm in heaven.
Masood, tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Masood. I play Gothic Nomad. Our pronouns are he, him, and most importantly, chocolate chip cookie dough is the best flavor of ice cream.
Oh no.
I'm gonna throw that.
No.
Yeah. Fight me on it.
I gotta back Masood on
roll for initiative?
Time and place. No, okay.
Time and a place. Wow. Alright, June, after my next seat. Let's do this.
It's like the earliest initiative roll we've had about ice cream.
During the intro.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rivals of Waterdeep. Roll for initiative. What? And I am your dungeon master and Dahani and several NPCs whose names I've written down this week. So take that. My and Dahani's pronouns are she, her. The pronouns for the NPCs will vary as they meet them. And before we really lose 2 hours to debating about best ice cream flavors, let's talk about our sponsors. Sharif, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So let's start out with D&D Beyond. We have all our character sheets on there. We have all the source books. We have access to monsters and spells and all that great stuff. So make sure to check out dndbeyond.com if you want to digitize your TTRPG experience. And there's dice rolling too, so you can roll your dice on there and see what other people are rolling as well. So very, very cool stuff. If you're listening live in our Twitch chat Sundays at noon central, there will be a code that you can enter in and win some sourcebook material from D&D Beyond. So if you're listening to the audio podcast or the YouTube VOD, you're missing out on some giveaways if you don't join us live. So make sure to try to hop in if you can on Sundays at 12 p.m. Central. Our dice trays and vaults are provided by Wyrmwood, WYRMWoodGaming.com. If you use the code RIVALS, you have free domestic shipping for all of your purchases there. And if you want some dice to go into said trays and vaults, make sure to check out Die Hard Dice at dieharddice.com. That code changed, right?
It's Solis.
To Solis, yes.
It's still Solis.
Yes.
Still Solis.
All month.
All month, yes. So if you use the code Solis, you will get 10% off of your purchase there. And if you like, I'm updating my document with that. If you'd like some minis in your campaign, make sure to check out Eldritch Foundry at eldritch-foundry.com and use the code RIVALSDND for 10% off of your purchase there. If you want all kind of cool, geeky swag, you want mugs, you want masks, you want shirts, you want all that great stuff, make sure to check out Stormcrow at shop.stormcrow.com. Use the code RIVALS for 15% off of your purchase there. And if you want to sound, silky smooth like the Rivals crew, make sure to check out Blue Microphones at crew.bluemic.com/rivals. Make all your purchases at that link, and we will get credit for it. So I'll make sure to check that out.
Awesome. Thank you, Sharif, for wonderfully reading our sponsors out every week. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you, chat. We're already at a level 3 hype train through the Landstraw. Oh, wow. It's awesome. I'm so happy.
thank you.
No, you stop. Okay, you stop.
I'm muted and can't tell you to stop. That wasn't fair.
All right, are we ready? Are we ready? Because it's,
I believe so.
It's...
Oh, wait. Let me. I gotta put my mug down. Okay.
I can partially.
Whoosh. My fancy storm.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wait. We said it was in the shoulders.
Yeah, it's in the shoulders. Yeah, so everybody, relax your shoulders.
It's really in the heart, but yeah.
It may be
it's
in the
everything. Get your upper bodies ready.
Also, if you're a sub, there are emotes. There are.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes, same. Yeah, hold on. Now we need a whoosh command.
Copy, paste.
I need to put a whoosh button
we
in my
screen. We do need a whoosh command.
We need a whoosh command. Yes.
Oh my gosh. And it's just going to be like 6 whoosh emotes. All right. Everybody, get your whoosh emotes ready. Previously on Rivals of Waterdeep.
Whoosh.
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 And watch them come through chat.
Yeah.
I'm in the chat.
That's so awesome.
I love that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, the simple joys of life. Simple whoosh emote. Thank you. Shout out to Queen Beanie at QUEENBEANIE for on Twitter for our emotes. She also did my channel emotes, so the little Dahani that I use is by her also. So amazing, wonderful art. Go commission her if you can. We love her. A wall of whoosh. It's so good. What happened last week, everybody?
God, what did happen?
We went to Candlefall.
So?
Selyse and Kent went to religious stuff.
Yeah. that's about how Kent would describe it too, and he was there.
This is me at like 5 years old giving a book report.
A book report on Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit.
Yeah. So I know that Shock and Virgil went to Exaltation. Shaka had the idea that they might have some clue on the defenses of the place, and like maybe they would know about the characters that are going in and out. So we could get some insight on the troll attack that we had on the way to Candlekeep. But unfortunately, we were mistaken, and we ruined some poor monk's world. Because he was just expecting us to ask him about old history battles and stuff. What was his name?
That was Damien. I'll give you that one.
Damien. I wrote Damien down. Yeah. Yay. I was like, poor Damien.
Poor Damien.
Yeah. And then we went back to the courtyard to try to find everyone else.
And Gosrick did a little conversationing with some of the folks around in the. I guess the runners' quarters, the folks who make sure everything goes smoothly in Candlekeep, went to the granary first and met a halfling who, I'm sorry to say, name eludes me at this moment.
That was Kit.
Thank you. Started talking about Kit, found out the way information or like sort of tasks are doled out are really like segmented. Like, you just do what you got to do, man. Like, it's not really. Like thinking more so, like the higher level of thinking is really handled by a different set of people. And then I spent some time with Cam and Finch, and then Cam disappeared on me. So it was just Finch and I chatting for a little bit. Or no, it was Finch who disappeared, so it was just Cam and I. And we, Gosrick's. Naturally inquisitive and skepticism became grating at a certain point, and I think he realized it in that moment with Cam, who's really just a dude doing his job, and Gazer can relate to that, and he thinks that they sort of formed a kinship over this moment. At the very least, Gazrik is now going to try and keep a more open mind to the systems and structures, but is really concerned about what happens to, what's the state of the runners on any more outgoing missions. And then we went to go eat. I think that's where we ended off. We were on our way to go eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, last episode happened in multiple parts. You went to Talon Wick, which was the first part where you met Mills, daughter of Mr. Tallow himself. Mr. Tallow was not present, but you talked about how the following day or whenever Selyse was up to it, you would start taking the red quills to the book, and how much ink will be used. And then everything else that everybody said, the only thing that got left out was the actual tallow and wicking process. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say our little cliffhanger at the end was that Damien showed up for lunch too, and good. We were somewhat surprised to see him there.
Yes, you all met with Damien in exaltation, and then as you were walking back towards the hearth for dinner, there Damien was also, but you definitely didn't see him walk past you. What the heck is going on, man?
I still just want what is the book that's going to be written from the perspective of everyone who has run into the rivals in Candle Key?
A bestseller, to be sure, but
that would be a really long book or multiple books at this point.
That's good though; it's a guaranteed trilogy turned into a movie.
That's true.
At least
it's true.
Oh God.
Gotta get that slice of life episode in there, yeah.
The beach episode, the bathhouse episode.
Yes. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yes.
The prison and the school episodes.
And the school festival episode.
The school festival, absolutely.
No, the talent show episodes.
A talent show.
Yeah, these are great.
We'll have a bottle episode in an actual bottle.
I'll just make some notes for a much future season.
They're all shrunk down and placed in a ship in a bottle. You can't leave.
And that will be when Selyse turns into a murderer.
I almost put y'all in a book this season. I almost put y'all in a book.
There's still episodes left. So.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know, four, including this. Today we're going to get ice cream, so we know what's happening.
So three.
Yeah.
You're punchy.
It's been a long week.
It's been a week.
It feels like it's been forever. It's only been a week.
I know.
Oh gosh. All right. So we ended the episode with dinner and this little mystery, and dinner went standard. They had food. There was ice cream. I'm saying it now. There was ice cream because dessert needed to be had. But after that, you all kind of adjourned to your sleeping quarters for the evening, which I'm doing a little bit of a retcon now that Candlekeep Mysteries is out, and I know a lot more about Candlekeep now. You slept in the house of... Yes, thanks, Chris Lindsay. You sleep in the House of Rest, but the House of Rest is rather full at the time. But you are led down a hallway where sits a door that opens into familiar arcane energy washes over you as you realize that there has been a Mordenkainen's Magnificent Mansion placed at the end of this hall. And you are able to... fashion your sleeping quarters to your heart's content.
Okay.
Oh no, don't tell Kent that. Oh,
we're
no.
Getting really spoiled with being able to manifest
rooms
and food.
I'm gonna get my control skull and like think real hard and walk into my bedroom and be like, where is my jacuzzi? What happened? Did I not?
I was just saying, Kazrick is so used to the daily hot tub soak to not have it anymore.
But the night passes uneventfully unless there's anything that you all would like to do before the long rest?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's okay. You don't have to do anything. I'm just giving, just giving you the option.
Well, Masood's plotting.
A little bit. I was like, does Gazer sneak out at night to see what, how the grain...
You really... Gazer really wants to be all like...
And this time I'll cast Pass Without a Trace, so I'll actually have okay stealth roll. I think, you know, actually, I think Gosrick just goes to bed. I think having that conversation with Cam earlier has kind of been like, you know what? I might as well. I'm here. I'll give it a day, maybe two, and then ask questions. But for now, just get some rest.
All right. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the night passes uneventfully. Morning comes. You are able to sleep in if you want. You wake up however you do. And the day is yours.
What are the odds that Kent could find a place where he could Scrooge McDuck with books?
Ooh. Oh, paper cuts, though.
I mean, maybe worth it.
You make a dex roll.
citrus-based cocktails later.
Oh, mean! Also tasty, though, so...
who do we talk to? Who do we talk to with a list of, we would like all of the following tomes brought to us?
More that, yes.
That is easily done if you head over to the necessariums, now called the Pillars of Pedagogy. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds very imposing.
It does. It sounds very imposing.
Pillars of the Study of Learning. Fascinating. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So if you head over to the Pillars of Pedagogy and you are assigned someone who will run any book possible to you within reason, that is... What subject would you like?
I'll start with Talona.
Okay. Very cool.
I think I'll put in a request for a history of Candlekeep.
Okay.
My brain just went to like The Sims when you order books through the phone.
It kind of feels like that, doesn't it?
like being your best Blood Hunter Volume 1, being the best Blood Hunter ever Volume 2.
Nice.
So you've fallen as a paladin. What comes next?
So Tyr's not listening to you right now.
Oh. Are you there, Tyr? It's me, Margaret.
It's me.
Wow. You should be so glad I like you right now.
Yeah. I am. I am constantly. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
But yes, you
He's
are...
He's just not feeling you anymore.
He's okay. Just not that into... Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
No.
That's what I was thinking of, actually. That was the title. So these
I will turn the Zoom call around. So show's over. Goodbye.
She just ends the Zoom call. Oh, all right.
No.
So yes, you are all given rooms in the same pillar. And as you enter these rooms, you realize that there is an oppressive but not uncomfortable silence in these rooms, because these are meant to be rooms of study. You're not meant to be, like, disturbed. You all know what a silent spell feels like when it's around you. These rooms all have, like, silent spells on them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you are all assigned... runners. I mean, if you want to stay in the same room, absolutely. But you all are signed runners who are like, I want these three books on Talona, and also if you have any other books that I don't know about Talona, I'd like those too. And you are able to get any books you want.
I would like a book on what was the name of those wizards that attacked us? The Fae?
The Red Wizards of Fae.
I would like a book on the on the if there's any books on their relationship with Candlekeep, like their relationship with Candlekeep. I would like a book on that. Please?
Okay. This particular runner says, I know we definitely have a section on the Red Wizards of Thay. Their relation to Candlekeep, not sure, but I will bring you the books that I think may be of most use.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, is there any kind of like a Candlekeep library card? Is there like is there something that I need to, do I need to give you an ID? Like, how does this actually work? Do you just give us the books?
Yes. Do you need a marker from us, like collateral?
No, you just, I mean, obviously you can't, the books are meant to be confined to the room that you are in. The fact that you are here in Candlekeep means that you are able to read the books from Candlekeep.
So we can't take them out, okay, the books if I want to read it, like
can
at lunch?
Can I read them? Yeah, can we like, or in our bed before sleep?
If you wanted a copy, we could get that arranged for you at a minimum cost, but we really prefer the books to be preserved as they are.
Got it.
You just said cost to Gazric. Oh, no.
The grin is there. It's like, oh, I see where the income comes from. All right. Okay.
Is there anything... I imagine that if you were all either in the same room or in separate rooms, there's like a smash cut to each runner who is asking, like, is there anything else that that we can do for you?
Go ahead.
Virgil asks for books relating to the history and or founding of Candlekeep, and anything that relates to its basically its ways and means, you know, not political or governance, but just
how it gets by.
How does all this work? Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, absolutely. That can be provided for you. And your runner dashes off.
Cool. And then, yeah, just say, I think I'd almost like to say, if there's an additional copy of that book about like a history of Candlekeep, and then, do you happen to have a quill and some parchment as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm no sucker. I'm not going to pay someone to make a copy. I've got hands.
Oh, yes, I mean you can take notes. Like,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
No. You can take notes, but the books that we have, if you are interested in having a copy, and it's, you know, a book that we, you know, doesn't contain any super evil magics or anything like that, then you'd have to go to the House of the Binder. The scribes would get a copy done for you. You know, obviously we have to pay them for their labor, so.
For sure. Of course.
But yes, no, you can take notes.
Okay. Thank you. Then, yes, just a quill and parchment. I didn't bring one. Such a fool. But yes.
Sure. That runner, I'm gonna put Gazric and Virgil in the same room because they want the history book on Candlekeep.
Yeah,
we can share. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna pick you up by your little sim head. And yes. Here.
Wow, we have just been left clicked on.
Right? You've been left clicked.
Yeah.
That was Selyse. Are you looking for research, or are you headed to Talwyn Wyck to red ink this book?
Oh boy. Actually, would they object to me getting parts of like a couple chapters and coming back to this area so I could work in quiet?
No, not at all.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to ask for a copy of Candlekeep Mysteries.
All right. So Selyse, first of all, heads over to Talwyn Wyck, where Mills and Amaya are just kind of like they're in conversation, and as you open the door and step in, the conversation stops and they look up at you like, "Oh, good morning. How did you sleep?"
It was all right. It was comfortable. It was nice and quiet.
Yes. The House of Restrooms are that. They don't like things to get too rowdy in there. Are you ready to get started?
Yes, I even brought my own pen.
Oh, excellent. So how did you want to do this?
I'd actually like to take a couple chapters worth and go to the nice quiet study room.
Oh, in the pillars. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you don't need our input on your life. So.
Oh, I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot of input on my own adventures.
But yeah, they, what, like the first, like three chapters?
Four. Yeah.
Sure. And yeah, you are able to take that. As you leave, their conversation continues, if you'd like to make a perception check to see what they were talking about.
Sure. Let's see if these, if my die have forgotten me in a week. They have not.
I can't tell if forgotten is a good way or forgotten a bad way.
Yeah.
That is a 16.
A 16? Sure. They're not trying to be secretive about what they're talking about. You hear Mills say, you know, he goes off on these research tangents and sometimes I don't see him for days, but this is a little outrageous. And Amaya says, do you want me, should we get a runner to go see where he's gone?
Do I have any idea who he is in this context?
Make an insight check.
Ooh, hopefully this will go well because I have a plus six. That was a whole lot of fail.
Mm. Is that nat one?
So with the nat one is seven.
Okay. It's not too much of a stretch. You know, yesterday when you got here, Mills's father, Mr. Tallow himself, was not here. Mm. And as you get in, he's not there today either.
Okay. I turn around, it's like, pardon me, but are you talking about Mr. Tallow?
Mills says, she kind of gives this kind of like long suffering sigh and is like, yes. My father is a little scatterbrained, and that's putting it very kindly. He, in addition to this, and she gestures around the building, he likes to go off on these research tangents about one thing or another. And he told us a couple of days ago that he was going to the library to look something up, and he didn't tell me what it was, but it was just, I just let him go. That's what he does. He'll be back in a day or so, you know. But he hasn't been back.
Is there anywhere that we could look for him, or do you just prefer to look for him on your own?
Well, no. I mean, the library is huge. I would appreciate any help at all. Where was he going? If you could ask a runner if they've seen him near or anywhere around, like, the history of, oh, what did he say? The history of, I can't remember. Like, if you just ask a reader, a runner, if they've seen Thane Tallow, he can't be missed, honestly. He makes a mess wherever he goes, and you look around the building itself and it is in a terrible state of disrepair. They should find that. They should be able to find him. Just Thane Tallow of Tallow and Wick, and they should be able to locate him.
Are we in the same room right now, or have we been split up already?
You can be here if you wanted to go to Tallow and Wick with Selyse before you went to the Pillars.
I think I want to just listen in, because if I know this, I might try to help. I can talk after this conversation. I'm scrying, so if we want to do our own investigation, I can try and find, because I've seen this guy, I know this guy, after, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you just ask around for Thane Tallow.
All right. Then as soon as I see a runner, I will ask on your behalf.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. So I've got my chapters. I'll come back once I'm done with these, and I'll be in the pillars with my friends.
Okay, perfect. And we'll know where to find you if we need you for anything.
Yes, so just, will I see runners, like, between here and the pillars easily?
Yeah, you will see a mix of the library patrons and the runners who are all identifiable in purple robes. I've put them in purple robes.
Okay. So when I see one, I call them over, pass the message of, if you see Thane Tallow, please let his daughter know where you've seen him. Apparently he's wandered away.
Okay. This runner, who is a shorter half-elf gentleman, kind of gives you a nod and says, I'll pass that along. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I go on to the pillars.
Hooray! Now everyone is at the pillars.
Yay.
After I hear from Celise on, like, where they went to find this runner... Yeah, I'm going to cast Scrying. I'm going to find him myself just so I know if he's wandered off, why, or where he is in the city.
Okay.
So I can see and hear a particular creature you choose that is on the same plane of existence as you. The target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target and the sort of physical connection you have to it. So I'm going to leave that up to you. I've never met this person because he wasn't there yesterday, but I know of them. And I know that they're related to this individual.
Okay.
So that is my, like, point of connection.
Okay, so so you imagine... What do you imagine he looks like?
I think I try to... less of what he looks like. I really want to filter in on the role he plays for Amaya. Not Amaya, for Mills. Like being their dad. And just, like, thinking about, like, when someone thinks of a paternal figure, like, that sort of energy. And, like, trying to use that as a focus for my magic, I would say.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah. Also, is it fair to say that since this person is a big deal, that there would be, like, paintings or pictures of him?
Yeah.
Or no? I will say you saw a picture of him on Mill's desk.
When we were in the office.
Yes.
Okay.
But you also...
Then
I was going to say, yeah. But you also know that Tallow and Wick is a relatively kind of like new establishment in Candlekeep, so he wouldn't have pictures everywhere. But I'll say that you saw a picture of him. What's your spell?
Currently it's 18 for what it says right now, but obviously that can be modified because I don't... Yeah, I don't. I've seen a picture of this guy. I know him, but I don't actually. I've never had a conversation with him.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I got you. Thanks to D&D Beyond, I also have the instructions for scrying up on my screen right now.
Ooh,
go D&D Beyond. That. So I'm gonna roll this saving throw. Okay. So you reach out with your magic and try and conjure this image or try and find where Thane would be at the moment. And you don't see anything. Like, you're reaching out. It's almost like you're reaching at something that isn't there.
Are they not? Part of it is, like, are they not on my plane of existence?
Yes.
Ooh. I think that... I, like, turn to the group. So, you were asked to look for Mills's father, Mr. Tallow, and, it's already silenced, but Gosrick whispers in a radio quieter voice, "He's not here."
As in this room?
No, as in he's not on Faerun. He's not even in Candlekeep. He's not here. And that is... I don't know if it's our place to get involved, but I do think it's... I mean, it's interesting that this individual, I don't know, should we look for him? Should we try, should we tell Mills that their father has stumbled into something perhaps that Mills did not know about?
I think they should know that their dad is kind of not on this plane anymore.
Okay, okay.
Who wants to tell them?
As the group diplomat, I definitely...
No.
No, no, no. I know I'm bad with people. I get it. Yes. But you know the information. If someone wants to handle this with more tact than I have the capacity for.
Well, let's see. Shaka's a narc. Dahani wants to fight people. Mm-hmm. And you'll charge them commission for this information.
Yeah, so... I mean, it did cost me something to cast the spell.
We all balance each other out, you know?
If you want to come with me, I'll go tell them since they asked me to let a runner know to work for them.
I think that is probably smart. Yeah, we can pitch it as, like, you sent a runner, and then you also asked me, or, like, we also were interested... and I think it might be useful to, not indebt ourselves to Mills, but show our capabilities.
All right, who wants to go with me to deliver this news?
Gazrik, steps down. Before he goes, I'm going to cast Enhance Ability on, everyone who stays and give you whatever, thing enhances your ability to retain knowledge. Is that Fox is cunning, so intelligence checks. Ooh. Anyone, I'm going to cast it. For every higher level, I get to choose one additional target above second. So for four people, that'd be a sixth level spot. Okay.
Wow.
I just long rested. Yeah, What's the chances I'm going to need my only sixth level spot again, you know? I still have a 7, so I'll cast whatever I was going to cast as a 6 up. That's it.
Okay.
But yeah, so the four folks who are remaining, Tahani, Shaka, Virgil, and Kent, all have advantage on intelligence checks.
Oh.
How long does that last?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I have to concentrate on it, so if someone punches me or something...
Or he gets into another economical like quandary.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
No. Excuse me, you can't bring up Venezuela without talking about bias.
Reporting. Oh, no. Okay.
All right, guys, I'm going to need a concentration check from you.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. No, Virgil will go with Felice to figure out how to relay this news.
Okay.
All right.
He ain't here.
he go.
if that's the case, then I'll give you. I'll still keep it at a 6th level, but I will. What's it called? Give you advantage. Eagle Splendor advantage on charisma checks.
Ooh, fancy.
Nice.
I think you have to choose one of the effects. Like.
Oh, do
yeah,
I?
Yeah, not.
Oh, I can't cast. Oh, yeah. It's still one.
So yeah, not one per person, now. But it's.
Oh, then the. Then intelligence. That's gonna be it. Yeah.
Cuckoo. Alright. So you all leave this place has been like designated for you all, so you can leave your books here and et cetera, et cetera. Real quick though, I want you, Kent, to make me an intelligence check no advantage because this is while you were reading.
Okay, just straight intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. It's a 5.
Okay.
did just all your brains dribble out of the side of all your books?
No, here's what I
love it.
It's just
I
bad handwriting.
For other reasons.
That's right. well, I don't know. You tell me what I do or don't notice, and then I will tell you all why I didn't or did notice things.
No, that's okay. So you're reading this book on Talona, and the history of her pre deity life is fascinating.
Ah.
But you keep noticing certain passages that are written a little differently, or that might be, it may be written in like a different ink, and you're like, huh, that's interesting. Oh, we're going somewhere? Okay.
I'm so busy enjoying these silenced capsules. I'm like, I'm reading, and this is a topic that I'm very interested in, but also I have just been silently scream singing my favorite songs. So Kent is just... So if Gosrick comes up behind me to cast a spell, I'm going to yell. No one will hear it, but I will be startled and scream.
Awesome. And then, Virgil, you are able to learn the history of Candlekeep as it has been written in the things that exist in the world that we live in as human people.
Gotta crack that book. Dang. All right.
And then you, Shaka, were reading what?
About the Red Wizards.
Okay. I will get you some information on them because I have to Google it myself. But yeah, you learn a sizable bit. Like, you know that they want to control all magic for themselves, and they're generally not great people. Their leader might be a lich, something like that.
So it's written in a negative way, right? Because,
you know, the red wizards, if they are not good people.
Okay, because because the insight I was trying to get was if they were more like freedom fighters of knowledge, like we're trying to open up knowledge, and that Candlekeep would put them as negative because they, you know, that's like kind of what I was trying to get from the book. But.
Okay. No, you don't get that impression. Okay. Basically, anybody who's written about the Red Wizards, except maybe the Red Wizards, think that they are terrible people. And it's true, because they are terrible people.
All right. Well, if I get a chance to request another book, I'm definitely going to request The Red Wizards by the Red Wizards. And I just want to see what they have to say about themselves.
Red does not equal blood, a story of the Red Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
But yes, that is the information that you all glean. Gosrick, you also get the information about Candlekeep from that book. Mm-hmm. What else were you looking up?
Me, Gosrick in particular? Yeah, just looking at history of Candlekeep, particularly like its creation. Who was its founder, and what was the principal? Like, what is the creation myth of Candlekeep?
Okay, I will get you that, but you know, you understand that it was built to be a place to keep all of the. Or, you know, to preserve the lore and history and just knowledge. You learn about how they make their money, which is, you know, the scribes will copy books at a price so that the scribes can get paid and that Candlekeep can get paid and things like that. There are more than just, like, humanoids that live here. There are a couple of Modrons that exist in the stacks that have been rescued from that place that Modrons really, really love. I know so much about D&D.
You know that place.
Mechanus. That's the one.
Yeah.
I know so much about D&D, y'all. I'm a real D&Der. And yeah, you learn all of that. You learn the basics of its in and outs, but nothing super detailed. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's terrific.
Excellent. And now you all as a collective, I am left-clicking you and placing you in the Court of Air. Mm-hmm. Where you are able to move at your leisure now. I have moved the mouse.
Okay, so anyone remember how to get to the bookshop?
Yes, come on, let's go.
Okay.
I lead them back to Talwyn and Wick. And I look for... Oh god, I forgot her name already. Oh my god.
Mills?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I look for... Do I find her easily, or is she off doing whatever she does?
No. She's been, in the building since you left, pretty much. You see, it's actually a little bit cleaner in here.
Okay.
Okay. So she's been cleaning up.
Okay. Pardon me.
Oh, hi. Welcome back. Are you finished with the editing?
I actually haven't started. So what had happened was I did find a runner and they're looking for your father.
Mm-hmm.
However, Gosrick...
Hello.
Well, you explained Gosrick. I don't know anything about this scrying business.
Oh, okay. So I heard your father was missing and I remember seeing this photo yesterday. And I was like, oh, you know, they were so kind to us, might extend a favor. So I did a little scrying, you know the scrying spell. And he's not in Candlekeep, is what I found out. In fact, he's not on this plane. He's gone somewhere. I don't know if you were looking for him, it seems like you would know that he would not be on this plane, but because you were searching, I imagine you weren't aware of this, and I thought you should be aware.
Not on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's weird. And she says it, like, super casually.
Aren't you a bit more concerned that your father's not on the material plane that we're currently on?
Yeah, no. So this isn't the first time he's gone missing.
Oh.
But if... So... This was a couple of years ago. I mean, technically I am a runner, but they let me not run because we're trying to set up this whole Tallow and Wick thing here. But every so often, like a couple of years ago, I was in one of the buildings when I found, there's really no other way to say it, I found like an extra dimensional pocket, like between the stacks.
Okay.
And you weren't going to warn anyone about this?
Oh no, I did. And, well, once I got out, it took me a minute. But they happen all the time.
Oh.
What?
Well, infrequently. Like, every so often, like, we'll find, like, there's so much magic in Candlekeep, you see? So every so often, uh-huh, these little extra-dimensional pockets will appear in the stacks, and then once somebody's made aware of them, they get all of the avowed and the mages and stuff to go in, make sure. Because sometimes things get lost in there, like books and people... Uh-huh. And more books. So...
Is your father one of these people, perchance?
Once.
Like now? Or like once prior to this moment?
I mean, it could... That could be the case.
Is there a record of these occurrences and any related effects that we might be able to peruse?
Probably. You could probably go to Exaltation and see what they've got. But yeah, once they are cleared up, like, the extra-dimensional spaces are dispelled. Whatever's in them gets, like, shunted out. And then, like, that's the end of that extra-dimensional space. And then they find places for the books on the stacks. And then the people go home. So, yeah, my father did get caught in one once, and that was a thing. I mean, it could have happened again. But, like I said, I saw him a couple of days ago.
So, you know that there's extra-dimensional pockets just randomly around Candlekeep.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't tell us that. It didn't occur to you that could be where he was when you said he was missing.
Oh, you're right, I didn't.
Do you need us to look for him? Is it fine?
Is this like a 48-hour thing? Like, yeah. What, I mean, is it just it'll be fine in the morning? What?
Can I roll an insight on?
Yeah, go for it.
I want to see.
I'm gonna roll Arcana while we're at it.
Very concerned about potential library space holes right now. Okay.
So my goal is to like see if Mel is just trying to throw us off, or is honestly just naive and clueless that this could happen.
I'm gonna join you on that.
I did a 21 on Arcana.
Right. Okay, so Arcana for what exactly?
anything I might have gleaned from Candlekeep, or if I knew about it previously, or just did I feel anything weird since we've been here that okay. I would notice.
Okay. So we'll go Selyse and then Shaka and then Gosrick. So Selyse, you have felt magic literally permeating every ounce of Candlekeep.
Right.
Like whether it's, you know, the mansion that you used to sleep in, or you know, even glancing around, like you've seen in certain lights this almost dome-like magical shield around Candlekeep that you know. Sorry, there's a little thing that you know is the mythol that protects Candlekeep from outside magical effects. But yeah, if you're not in, like, I mean, and there's magic to protect the books from fire. There's, you know, there's magic literally in like almost every part of Candlekeep. So, I mean, extra dimensional pockets with that check seem very likely to happen here. What with how much magic there is. Yeah. A rare occurrence, but.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Shaka, what'd you get?
I got a 14.
A 14? She seems honest about the fact that she didn't consider that he might have gotten stuck in an extra-dimensional pocket plane.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, Gosrick.
What more do I get with a 22? It's a 12 plus 10.
You get the same thing, and also you
sent,
like, looking at her appearance a bit more, like, she does not look, like, she looks very well put together, but you can tell that she has been kind of running around like a chicken with her head cut off, trying to make sure that everything is the way to present Tallow and Wick in a positive light in the absence of her father, and with Selyse now being here and taking and, you know, getting the book done.
So I also know it's a new, Tallow Wick is new.
Yeah.
I heard that Mills was like before a runner. So it's like they're really trying to establish themselves and like present that they got it.
Mm-hmm. And Amaya told you that when she came to Waterdeep, that they were a new company.
Which is why Selyse's book matters, like, and them publishing it and adding it to the Candlekeep. I think like Gosrick starts like coalescing that, and then Well, if you're not too concerned about it, as a businessman, I am. It matters to me very much who my friends are in contracts with and who's in charge of it. And I think it would be important if we had a conversation with this Mr. Bills. So no, you may tell us that we don't need to look for him, but we will be searching for him of our own accord, and you will be invoiced appropriately, just so you know.
Are you a detective?
I am Gosrick Nomrad. I am a businessman.
Are you a businessman detective?
So, Virgil, you were here to make this conversation smooth, yes?
Oh, no. I feel that you are doing the absolute most in smoothing over these relations.
Gosrick. Terrific.
Certainly it is to our best interest and yours, Mills, that your father is found and returned. Is that correct?
Yeah. I just don't understand. Well, Gosrick, Amaya has told me about you.
My reputation precedes me. Wonderful.
So I think it's great and all that you are as invested as I am in finding my father, but I didn't hire you to do that because you're not a detective.
Well, then let me ask, is it possible for the, you know, after once the edits to the book are made, is it possible for the publishing and approval of contracts to even proceed without your father present?
Oh yeah, I'm the one that does that.
Hmm. So it doesn't matter to you whether your father returns or not?
No, it totally matters to me. Look, I think that there might be a little bit of a miscommunication here. I love my father very much, and I would very much like to not have him be in an extra dimensional pocket in space if he is there. But most of the business is done by me because he couldn't find his glasses if they were sitting on his head. You know what I mean?
Understood. All right. I think I understand. Gosrick was merely trying to say, if you wanted our help, since we are here, but it is mainly Solis who needs to read and confirm and edit details that were presented in the biography. The rest of us can read, but most of us aren't used to sitting on our hands.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much Amaya told you about us, but we've been through some stuff. We found people. We've been through adventures. As I don't know if you had a chance to peruse the book at all. It's a little exaggerated, but it's based on fact. You know, so.
At which, hold on, Celeste turns around and looks at him like a little. Brandishing her.
Virgil had a stack of notes after reading that. No,
brandishing her pen. I'm sorry, did you say a little? I think I need like several pots of red ink for this, friend.
Maybe more than a little. But the point stands, Mouse. We're not just some everyday people that are here to seek knowledge, right? Like, we have a certain set of skills, you know?
I've read that book, Shaka.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a section on Taken here? There might be a whole Liam Neeson section. Like there's some.
Yeah, it's all written by John Grisham.
There's some Liam Neeson equivalent in Faerun for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah. We can help you with this, and you know, as I Ken said, I mean, sorry, as Virgil said, there's a bunch of stuff here that Solis has to do, but we would very much enjoy helping you.
Now, and then, so she looks at Shaka, and then she turns to Gosrick, and then she says, "See, now that is how you ask to help somebody." That's all you had to say.
And I thought we were doing you a favor and you were trying to present a strong, calm era, so I was being the kind thing of imposing so you didn't have to ask. But, you know, I get it. Customs are different outside of Icewind Dale. I am learning. I appreciate your patience.
All right. I would very... She looks at Shaka as she says this. I would very much appreciate it if, while you had time, you went and looked for my father.
Great. What kind of information can you give us to help with that?
So she takes the picture off of her desk and she faces it to you all. What you see is a halfling man.
Ooh.
That is very soft face. He's wearing glasses, kind of shaggy brown hair. He's dressed like an academic. Mm-hmm. Not a dark academic, just a standard academic. And there's this kind of, there's this frantic look in his eyes in this picture, not in a kind of paranoid type way, but in a there's always something to learn type of way. Mm-hmm. So this is what he looks like. Again, I cannot remember where he said he was going. I would start in, I don't know, just check the.
So I pull out the copy of the map that we got at the beginning, and I say, can you mark off where the known portals are and if you know where your father, where he frequents, right? Are there areas that he frequents that he likes or that he usually is for work.
Sure. So the only portal that she is aware of is the one that she found. So she marks off sort of just north of Exaltation.
Okay.
That's where the one that I found was. And if he's not in that area, then try west of Exaltation. Because I think they had a really good mystery novel section there. He does like mysteries.
Does he?
Yes.
Would he be near the grove? And I point to the grove, which is number 11 on that map.
Oh, let me pull up that map. Hold on.
Yeah,
because we've got two maps now.
Yeah.
Two maps. I'm using the one that we had
with the numbers on it.
Yeah, the last week map.
Okay.
Yeah.
The superior map.
we'll tell Marco that.
That's great.
Not the grove, but just outside that wall. So where the pirate ship is?
I see. Oh, okay.
Yes. I would try there.
Okay.
And again, has there been any... I mean, yes. A lot of magic being used to maintain a lot of preservation and protection and security. Is there any... has there been any pattern to these extra dimensional openings that might lend to their predictability or any known effects?
Not that I can ascertain. Might do to ask at Exaltation, because sometimes, you know, extra dimensional spaces, if they open to who knows where, who knows what could get in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So those are my recommendations.
They loved us at Exaltation the other week.
No, don't worry, I'll make a good impression. So if that's all we need, I guess. Do we leave? Celeste, do you want to go back to editing? You want to come with us?
I don't want to sit here by myself editing. That's boring. I'll take them with me and edit as we go.
Ooh, okay. I love that. Adventuring and editing.
Love it.
That's good.
When we sit by the campfire, I can edit. I'll figure out way to send them back, I guess. Or just give me the whole thing.
I'm going to be asking Avowed is just going to be bringing back pots of red ink. Like, okay, yeah, you know what? We need more. No, we need more.
Just give me the whole book.
Dip the manuscript in
Mills
the
hands of the whole manuscript.
Yeah. I'm ready just to cast enlarge on one single pot of ink to make it extremely large. Yeah.
Yeah, so Mills hands you the whole manuscript, and she thanks you again. And she, like, smiles at Shaka and, like, glares at Gosrick, but, like, not in a, like, super mean way. She's like,
"Ooh,
nice to meet you. Bye-bye."
I would like to respond to the smile with a wink, please.
What?
Make a charisma check.
Yeah, let's...
And Slice is like, huh? Prison?
No, we all look at each other. Everyone else looks at each other when...
Yeah, we're winking. Not great. Got an 8.
Got an 8. Okay, so you go to wink, but you wink both eyes, so you're just blinking really hard.
just a long blink.
You look like
she's a cat. Right?
You look like a sleepy cat.
Yeah.
Trying to establish meaningful connection through slow blinky eyes.
Yeah, it's like I'm nodding off. It's great. I tried.
You tried.
All right.
Yeah, so we just make our way to Exaltation then, on the way out?
Yeah. Like, we should head to one of those portals. Well, do we want to go to the one north or west of Exaltation?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Why don't we just go to the whatever's closest first? I'm sorry we didn't ask this, but do they leave? It doesn't sound like they lead all to the same plane. They all go to different spots.
I wanted to see if there was any kind of pattern or something to be discerned from where they led, or if anything emerged or anyone else disappeared inside
one. Is a Mills out of, are we away from Mills?
Yes. Assume that every bit of expositional conversation is done Aaron Sorkin style.
Great. Great.
Walk and talk.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Cause I'm basically like, honestly, Virgil, I don't think Mills would know that. Just seems like just does not have a command of this kind of stuff. So I don't know if there's another group here, like that kind of like keeps a list of that stuff. But I don't think that Mills would know.
I thought they mentioned that Exaltation was keeping track of that. It seems like if there is knowledge that is gatekept inside of Candlekeep, they are.
Yeah, I guess it depends how long it's been going on, because when we went to Exaltation earlier, they seemed to be concerned with older history. So if it's something that's been going on for a long time, they would have a record of it. Mm. If it's something that's newer, then they might not.
Random question. Has the party caught any sight of an unexpected Damien lurking or anywhere around?
Make a perception check.
I will do just that.
I'll do that too.
And it is a 14.
14.
Oh, dirty. Oh,
no. Not one.
No!
you're editing, and that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah.
You're very focused on those pages is what's up.
My metal dice have failed me today.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Into the jail.
All that red ink is affecting your vision. Like there's so much.
You have attempted the walk and talk and edit, and it is not going well.
At all. At all.
You got a 14, Virgil?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Did you roll as well, Shaka?
I did not, but I can. What?
You can.
Yeah,
Gazark had a dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
You've seen not an unexpected Damien, but like you caught what you thought might have been his hair retreating behind a corner, but not in like a creepy way, just like, oh, he's turned the corner to go somewhere, and he's got such long luxurious hair that it turned the corner after him.
Yeah, I ended up getting a 19, so probably the same info, I guess.
I
met Damien yesterday because he grabbed Cam, which is how like I was walking with
him.
Mm-hmm.
Back to, so in that sense I was like, oh, he's around the corner. Damien was the fellow you met at Exaltation?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he won't be there today, or it doesn't look, maybe he'll be, we'll see.
To be honest, we didn't make the greatest impression on him. I want to say you should probably handle the interactions, but I just saw you handle the interaction with the Mills, so I don't know how we want to approach it if Damien is there.
Well, at least this time we have a more historical question, as opposed to he didn't seem very well equipped to answer things about current events.
Yeah, but if we break his brain again, it might be a permanent thing. So I hope that is something historical, because we don't know yet. We don't know if this is historical or not. So maybe we can find another. Maybe we should find another Avowed and ask them first. I don't know. I'm just a little worried.
You're worried about Damien's poor brain.
I am. Yeah,
it's been through a lot. Yeah. Meeting us, let's be real.
So I will say this portion of walk and talk has taken you to the streets between Exaltation and the buildings that Mills mentioned were where the interdimensional space was found. Interdimensional? Extra-dimensional? Extra-dimensional.
Extra-dimensional.
Okay.
Potato, tomato.
Very extra. Yeah. It's very extra.
So it's not there, though. Like, it's not... Like, we don't see a pocket.
No. You also gather that, like, it wouldn't be that easy to see, even if it were.
Ooh, is it because it's like a black hole where light... Like a light that reflects on her eyes.
Oh, is it like the Twilight Zone episode where like she disappeared under the bed and was in a different dimension? Oh.
I have a question. Is a portal a magic item?
A magic item? No.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna. I have a thing that gives me proficiency, double my proficiency to like make checks about him. But
I would like. Can I make an Arcana check though to see if I sense any remnants of anything in the area?
Sure.
Like if I can't see it, maybe I can sense something.
Absolutely.
So, all right, 12.
A 12? Sure. You again. Trying to focus in on a specific kind of arcane magic in a place where it's literally everywhere is difficult.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can feel traces of it at the building that Mills pointed out.
I look at everybody and say, let's check out this building.
Okay, let's take a gander.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I want to check the door.
Is
it unlocked?
Okay, I mean, it's super unlocked. Like, there are people going in and out. This is just another part of the library.
All right, yeah.
It's super unlocked, y'all.
Super unlocked.
Super.
Yeah, okay, well, I'd like to just roll in.
All right, you go in. You are met with... as is kind of customary in the Great Library, the smell of old books, it is comforting. Dusty pages and leather-bound tomes, etc., etc. There are a couple of tables in here that you see people reading at, and every so often there is an avowed who is, like, circling the tables, making sure everybody is, comfortably situated, and people running books to people and stuff like that. One of these avowed, as you all enter, approaches you. This is a Goliath gentleman who is dressed in kind of like, I'm going to give him teal robes because he's special to me. And he says, welcome to, how can I help you? Is there anything in particular that you're looking for today?
Yes. So we were told that there are magical portals that pop up all over Candlekeep, and we were wondering if there's any way to track this sort of magical phenomenon, given the strangeness of their occurrences. Perhaps some of your sharpest and brightest minds have been on this task.
Yes, actually, they're not as common. I mean, they're not as uncommon as you would think. We do keep track of most of them. Some of them get a little lost.
Do you have a list of them or a map of them where they've occurred?
Some.
Where do they go?
Some, not all. Again, like I said, sometimes we lose them. But, every part of the library has one or two. Some of them less stable than others, which is why sometimes we have to get rid of a few.
Hmm. Have you ever heard of anyone getting caught in them?
Sometimes.
What happens to them?
They just get stuck in them. So, actually, I'll You're not going to use this for... I'm not going to ask that question.
No, this is the center of knowledge. We're simply trying to seek knowledge.
Exactly. And as knowledge seekers, I think that this is fine. So he leads you to... He leads you through this first floor and takes you up to the second floor of this building where he stops in front of a door. So these extra dimensional spaces work similarly as a Mordenkainen's Magnificent Mansion or a demiplane or something like that. Like, they're for the most part harmless, and things, books, resources, et cetera, are kept in them the same as they're kept on the shelves behind me. This one we know about, and he opens the door and it looks like any other room. Like, this one we're aware of. This one is pretty stable. We use it to expand the shelves of the library.
When you say expand the shelves, you mean you store books inside of it? Or...
Yes.
Do you know...
Like, if you look through the door, it's like just another room full of books.
Okay, I see.
And you're not concerned about the loss of knowledge or resources by one going missing or one collapsing or destroying the information inside?
Should it collapse, as is the case with most extra dimensional spaces like this, everything that's inside of it gets shunted out of it. So if one day, for example, we go into a building and there's an extremely large amount of books everywhere, we know that the stability of one of these extra dimensional spaces has gotten a little unstable, and we may need to investigate it.
Hmm. Is there any, since you can identify where they are and how they're working, is there any way to note if there's no light way to say this, if someone accidentally fell through? Or rather, even intentionally, is there any way to track someone leaving or the energy shift of that occurrence?
There is unfortunately no way for us to know, which is why we try to keep track of as many of the spaces as we can. But occasionally a few do get a little lost. A little lost.
All right.
I'm not going to, you know, downplay anybody's quest for knowledge, but why these in particular?
Well, we're looking for a person.
I gathered that much as you were asking if you could tell if someone had gotten lost. Who are you looking for?
Mr. Tello.
Oh, Thane.
Yes.
I thought I saw him yesterday.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Could you confirm whether anyone else has seen him yesterday or since? Is there a way to find out if anyone else has laid eyes on Thane?
I mean, he came in, and the avowed downstairs can also confirm that we saw him.
Where did he go? Did you happen to see the direction? Could you point us in that way?
I thought he was going back home, back to Tallow and Wick.
Oh, so you saw him exit the building. You saw
yes, he came in.
And then left.
Yeah, he came in, was looking for books, as people who come in looking for books do, and then he left.
Mm-hmm. And he said he was going back home, or he implied he was heading home.
I just made that assumption.
I don't know if this breaches any sort of privacy or whatever, but were you aware of what kind of books or knowledge he was looking for?
No, I wasn't the runner assigned to him.
Can we contact the runner?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can get you that information. Yeah. that would be Jamie. Jamie was assigned to him. And he doesn't shout but he loudly whispers, "Jamie! Jamie!" And you see a Triton gentleman, kind of like aqua skin, come up the stairs, and it's like, "Shh, you could have just come downstairs. This was easier." And Jamie looks to you all and says, "How can I help?"
"Oh, hello. You were running a job for Mr. Mills yesterday, correct?"
"I was, yes."
When was the last time you interacted with him? Where was it?"
"Yesterday?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Yesterday."
"What time yesterday?"
"Midday."
"Midday. And what task did he have asked of you?"
"He wanted books on Mythyl. And there's one particular mystery novel that is kept here as opposed to across the library. He wanted that. He's read it before, but he came back for it again. And I think he wanted one on dragons."
"Any particular kind of dragon?"
The Chromatics.
"So he did not take the book with him when he left here, but he interacted with it here, correct?"
"Yeah."
"Could I see the said book?"
"Sure." And Jamie runs off, and you see, you're kind of overlooking the first floor. So you see him kind of like head to one bookshelf, and he like checks the shelves, and he grabs a book, and then he turns to another book, and he turns to another shelf, and he grabs all three books and he brings them back up. And while he's down there, this Goliath gentleman says, "Is there a particular reason you're..."
Did we get the name of this person?
"Yeah.
Oh, my name is Caldwin."
Caldwin.
I'm a little... everyone keeps asking us that, but this is Candlekeep. Like, can we not just ask for just the purpose of gaining new information?"
"Well, absolutely you can, but I'm asking why you're interested in Thane in particular. You seem a little shocked that we saw him yesterday."
"I think we're more shocked that you saw him. People saw him yesterday, and now nobody can find him. That he is just gone, and so I think that is more of a concern."
We're trying to be somewhat sensitive to the situation because we're not sure how someone in Candlekeep could go missing with all of the people who are here. How someone could have not seen someone for nearly a day."
"Also, Thane owes my friend here a contract that resolves in some economic transference, and so it is very vital that we know that he is present."
"Got it. So, if I'm understanding this correctly, Thane has gone missing."
"Yes."
"Oh. Well,
and his daughter asked us to look, and you have seen him the most recently, apparently."
"Okay, I think I understand now. And, if he hadn't, I mean, I assumed he was going home. Like, he left out of our building and turned in the direction toward home. So that was the assumption that I made. And here comes Jamie with the books."
Cool. When he turns away, I kind of whisper to the group, "This might be the Red Wizards. It might be a long shot, but they attacked this potential manuscript they attacked, they might have attacked the publisher of the text. Someone might be trying to prevent the emergence of this bookstore. It's a working theory. I don't know, but these two coincidences feel too coincidental.
You mean a coincidence being a coincidence? Imagine that.
But this many? No, there must be a pattern.
It could be. We've all seen weirder things than this, let's be honest.
Stare. And then I imagine Jamie showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to just grab one of the books. Does anyone have a... I want to do a wild shape into a dire wolf to sniff one of the books to try and track where he went. People want to read first.
In public?
Okay. I'm a druid! That's not surprising!
Are you giving them warning?
I think out of character, I'm telling my party what I'm in.
Where are more like the other people. I mean, the other people in this movie. I can do it. Just, you know.
You know what? Let this play out.
Y'all need Andraste.
You telling Caldwin or Jamie what you're doing?
Oh, I turn to the group. It's like, does anyone need to read any of these? I just need to sniff one of these for a moment.
What?
What?
No, I'm not going to take it with me. I know the rules here. I just need to sniff it, find his scent, and then I'll just go on a chase, see where he last was.
I mean, we don't have any restrictions against sniffing books. I don't understand why you would ask that question.
Oh, I didn't ask if I could sniff it. I asked if someone wanted to read it first before I sniffed it. Because sometimes direwolf breath on books on anything is really tough.
Oh, you're going to... Are you a... Please step into this room over here so as not to alarm any other Candlekeep patrons.
That was such a practiced. I love it.
Oh, thank you. You do know, I mean, for my nose to stay, I have to track the scent. I mean, I'd be fine. Do you need a leash? If someone's got a leash, I'll put a leash on. Gazer,
this tall Goliath man takes you, like, he would be reaching for your back, but you are too small, so he, like... He's like, he leads you by the back of the head while you're talking into another room with Jamie following behind with these books. And I'm familiar with how druids do whatever it is that they do. I'm not a druid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you're going to...
There's a lot of sense and touch. Not so much like book smarts, perhaps, but more or less like gut smarts.
Perhaps as an alternative, we could do this outside in a more public area.
Oh, no. There is an empty room right here that everyone is in right now.
No, the reason I ask is that to do this, I believe, and he looks at Gonzer to confirm, you would need to remain transformed.
Yes, that's exactly it. I need to track the scent. So that, to ease the concerns of other people, like I mentioned, like, I mean, we could make a leash out of something in some way. Like, no, don't be mean about it. I'm looking at you, Sean.
If I'm understanding you correctly, you want to sniff the books that Thane used yesterday to get a scent to therefore go after him.
To find... I have tried to scry this man. And I'm a proficient spellcaster. I can wild shape into a dire wolf. I'm good at what I do.
No. I understand what you're doing. Yeah. I'm just going to say that right now what we're going to do, because you cannot take the books out of this library unless they're going to a pillar, is that you're going to go outside. You're going to wild shape. You're going to sniff the books that I am holding in my hand inside the door, and then you're going to go do whatever it is you're going to do.
Yes, that makes sense, because once I'm a wolf, getting out of that single door will be difficult. So it is smarter to do it outside and put my nose
as you're,
in the door.
As you're saying this, he leads you back down the stairs and to the door. And by the time you finish that sentence, you are outside.
Got the perfect. Bum rush. Just give the bums rush.
I immediately wild shape into a direwolf and just waiting for everyone else to come outside. I'm like twice as tall now, also, as a direwolf. I'm like really, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, everybody walks outside, and, Caldwin and Jamie are, they stand just outside the door and hold the books out.
I get a good sniff,
Make that perception check with advantage.
Cool. I think I have different stats as a direwolf.
If your perception is a wisdom stat, you'd continue to use your druid stat.
Okay, very cool. My perception is a wisdom stat. I will make a with advantage, mm-hmm. so pressing that twice. Okay, first one, then 11. Mm-hmm. Second was a 12. Consistent, baby!
Wow.
All right, so yeah, you've got a good. These books smell like dust and ink. But there is something there that does not smell like the interior of that particular library area. And, you sniff the air to get a bead on what this may be. And it's leading you west.
I wait till everyone is outside, and then I raise one paw and point in the direction of west. No, I'm kidding. I can talk as a wolf. I thought it was fun. Come on! And I start bounding down.
Okay.
I have a question for a DM. Is it normal in Candlekeep for, I guess, this kind of thing? Like, just people seeing animals and stuff bounding down the...
I mean, druids be wild shaping.
Yeah,
druids be wild shaping.
Okay, I try to make sure. Okay,
no, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay, it's not. Okay, okay.
All it's right. I'm going to establish it as uncommon.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to get a sense
more
of...
or less than portals randomly appearing in this. Just govern
less.
Up the, you know what? Never mind.
It's less.
Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, you get the scent that it is west. Go west, mm-hmm. young dire wolf.
I'll travel in the direction till whenever or wherever the scent I lose it. Or like wherever it stops being easily noticed.
Okay. Let me pull up the map. All right, so you were there, and now you are headed, if we're using the old overhead map, there is a weird-looking building that looks like a loofah. It's an orange loofah.
Oh, I thought it was a tree. Okay, that's a building.
Is that a
okay.
tree? It might be a tree.
I don't
it
know. I
like
have no
loofah.
Idea.
I think it's a loofah.
It looks like a loofah. The loofah
it's a loofah
object.
For sure.
Yeah.
A large loofah.
What?
I like it being a loofah.
Where even... Wait, where are y'all?
On the old map.
On the old map. I was on, okay.
It's like 11 o'clock from the number
Ooh,
11.
Look
yeah.
at that.
That's totally a giant.
Precision.
okay.
It's a loofah.
Okay.
And
that next to the building with the eyeball on the roof. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably more concerning to me than the loofah tree, but...
So yeah, you approach this loofah-looking object, and Gazrik, your scent the scent brings you to a gentleman who is just kind of like standing outside of the building.
Oh, it brings me to a. Do I recognize him? Is this Mr. Mills? For is it like just basically? Do I find him? Did I do such a good
job? Yes. I'd like to inquire as to how you approach this gentleman.
I think that's the first thing is, is there anything from the back, like, can I make a perception to see if I recognize him from the photo? If not, it's apprehension.
So he's got his back to you. So feel free to make a perception check to see what the if there are any similarities.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. Thank you.
Is Gossick still a wolf?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. This is 22 this time. Okay.
So that's the first thing that is off about this is that the gentleman that you are looking at is taller. Than what you would assume a standard halfling height to be, which you also would kind of know as a gnome. Like you know how tall halflings are compared to you. This gentleman is much taller.
I wait for everyone around a corner, like keeping an eye.
So you're not going directly up to him? Are you maintaining some sort of secrecy about this?
I don't want to engage without everyone else there. I think that's the big thing. I imagine it's like they're following me, and so I might, when I realize that there is a source directly in front of me with it, I might slow my pace and wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's everybody else doing?
I'm looking to see if I got any rope to have ready in case Gosrick like turns feral or something.
Nice. I'm kind of looking at the crowd. I'm trying to see if there's anyone that is... So they would be surprised, but I want to see if there's anyone that looks like, I guess, more so, like anyone that seems like they're more intently looking at us or, you know, anything like that. Like anybody that's looking at us more than like, hey, there's a wolf going down the street.
You are getting some stares from patrons. Like people who are here to do things, you know, to do things that people that aren't avowed, essentially. You're getting a couple of stares, but the few avowed that you see, they kind of give you a once over and don't acknowledge it.
Okay. Just another day in Candlegate.
Another day. I'm not getting paid enough for this. Yeah.
So this is just me being silly. I've got an out of character question.
Yeah, what's up?
Would Gosrick in direwolf shape heed commands?
I don't know. Would you, Gosrick?
Try and see what happens. I think that's the most where he doesn't realize it. He's like, heal. Wait, why did I do that?
Gosrick doesn't just wild shape into a direwolf. Wild shapes into a housebroken direwolf.
So because Gosrick at this point is just taken off, right?
I not completely. Like, I definitely think I've left enough range to be within eyesight of you all. Nothing like too far.
You know, he's still an intelligent creature. I don't think that he would go too far without you all within 15 to 20 feet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. I just want to be like Gosrick heel.
Sound like real bad. I think I wait and I just wait for them to come up, and I kind of under my breath is like, "That's not Mr. Mills, but they smell like Mr. Mills."
I'm sorry, what?
They smell like Mr. Mills, but they're not Mr. Mills.
What do they smell like?
Parchment, a little bit of wax from, I imagine, papers, and I don't know how to describe. It's like musty, not fungusy, but like kind of a.
Does he smell human?
Oh.
No.
Or gnome or halfling or.
Not halfling, not gnome, and not human. Not to say it couldn't be something else, but did not want to get enough scrap without backup.
Mm-hmm. Well, dagnabbit.
So, while you all... about how far away are you all?
I'll say 20 feet.
20 feet? Okay, yeah, cool.
For sure.
So, and then when you... about how far were you, far away were you, Gosrick, when you made this perception check?
When I, like, recognized them? I'd say about, like, maybe 30 feet out, and then, like, the last 10 feet was Gosrick slowing and waiting for them to arrive.
Okay. Are you all approaching... Make me a stealth check if you're approaching quietly.
Oh, my worst set. Yay.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Wait, a what? And we... No. Oh, goodness.
Look at that. That's a five. Oh, God. I am a big wolf in broad daylight.
Only a 10.
21.
Okay. Nice.
Wait, it rolled, but it didn't do anything.
There it is. 16. Yeah. 16? You got a 16?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Kent fades into the ether.
Kent is still back in the Pillars of Pedagogy reading his book and saying that.
he was like nose deep in books and everybody jetted and he was like
everybody
was like,
yeah. Well, I'll let y'all know what happens later, but right now he's
I want to see what while we've been doing this.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were here the whole time.
Oh no, he's no, he's but rocking
and
out.
I realized about half an hour ago that about half of you thought I was there, and I just thought it was great.
You know what? It's because you roll so high on stealth consistently. We assume that you're there. You're just somewhere.
Somewhere else.
That's why he, known. That's why he has to make his presence known. Otherwise, that's it's right. Just the wind.
Exactly.
All right. So while Kent is doing air loot on one of the pillar table, the pillar tables.
Well, no, this way, I guess.
all right. That's fantastic because this person rolled a one.
Thank goodness.
You watch as this person turns around very quickly. I'd like you to make a perception check for me, everybody.
Okay.
It's a 17.
That is my a crit fail.
Oh no.
25.
Okay.
Was it persuasion or perception?
Perception.
10.
10? Okay. Good enough. Yeah, you watch as this gentleman turns around and does not perceive you all with his natural one. You recognize this gentleman because you killed him a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, weeks ago?
Was that the wizard that attacked us?
Do you mean
us?
On the road?
Yeah.
One of the fake wizards of Coste?
Yeah, the one of the fake wizards of Coste.
Gosrick growls, and it's like,
You watch his visage shift into the shorter halfling form of Thane Willow.
Kit.
And walk in the direction of Tallow and Wick. Hey, Kent, what you doing right now, friend?
So Kent's been having a delightful time. Kent knows so many new things. Well, probably not so many. A few new things about Talona. Having a great time.
Roll me another intelligence check.
You got
advantage of this
you
time.
You do, you have advantage.
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Oh, that's great. All
right, that's a 19 this time.
Okay, excellent. You have put that book aside, the first book aside, to take a little bit of an air loot break, and then you head back into another book, and in this one, you notice some alchemical symbols that are kind of dotted in some of the corners, and stuff like that. I'll give you a recipe for a new poison.
Ooh, we love a Talonan poison.
Yes.
All right, so I get that, and I'm really excited to try it out, and also notice that, like, I'm hungry again. So I, collect my things, I make sure I have this copy of the potion, and I come out of my little silenced study, Carol, and I don't... So I'll walk out of the pillars of pedagogy and just yell to all of Candlekeep, Virgil!
Beautiful. As the rest of you watch this creature shift from fake Wizard of Cosplay to Thane Tallow and walk off toward Tallow and Wick Publishing, the echoing sound of Virgil's name rings out across the entire library. And that is where we're going to stop today.
Wow. Wow. This is like, if you haven't seen the Snyder Cut, this is like the beginning of that.
Oh, that's right. No. Just the.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Sweet. Oh, yes.
All right, everybody. The game is afoot.
Yeah, that was a nice reveal. Oh man!
Oh my god! Yeah, that's a, like very holy good. Crap!
Y'all got so much done when I wasn't around.
I wonder why.
Ooh. But honestly,
no, I'll take that because nobody was screaming. Go, sorry, Gazrick, go ahead.
I love many things in this episode. One, that Kent has the ability to break a silent spell and by a significant amount. But two, I'm so intrigued by this mystery, this Candlekeep mystery. I get it now. Too many coincidences are a pattern if you just look at it long enough, and it is a pattern I still don't recognize. I did not see the shapeshift from Thane. I really thought either.
That was clever. That was good. Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm glad that you all are still along for the ride. It is time for questions. As you know, or if this is your first time joining us, at the end of every episode, we take a little bit of time to answer questions from chat as our characters. So you can ask questions of Selyse or Kent or Virgil or Caldwin or Jamie, the NPCs. You can ask questions of Mills. Anybody except the humans in front of you right now can receive a question. So please be sure to preface your question with question in all caps. Which I see the first one, which has been hovering in chat since the beginning of the stream. For any character, if you were an ice cream flavor, what flavor would you be? I don't know.
I don't really eat ice cream, so
dark chocolate.
So I tend to assume that Virgil does not either.
Yeah, I think chocolate would be a nice. Does sherbet count as a flavor?
Yes.
Kind of like a mixture of flavors? Or is it a flavor in itself?
Mixed opinions on that question.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
you
gotta roll another.
You mean like a flavor of sherbet? Like, are you thinking like just the orange citrus sherbet?
So like if I'm listing flavors, can I just list sherbet in there? Or does it have to be like...
No. Okay, that I'm going to go
now. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Just the sherbet syrup flavor. It's just, I would say for... actually, Gazrek does not eat ice cream regularly unless it's a la mode over a pie. Because why would you enjoy something cold when you could have the dichotomy of temperatures?
Interesting. Dahani enjoys just a plain ice cream with lots of fruit on top. Like, you can get a Chultun fruit salad going over just some plain vanilla ice cream. It's very good.
Kent is something with a lot of mix-ins and some gold leaf on top.
Of course.
That he eats two spoons of and then it's like, I'm done.
And I'm good. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You know what? That's why Virgil doesn't eat ice cream, because occasionally he has to finish what... Kent leaves behind
whatever monstrosity I have left behind,
and he's had too many nonsense combinations to be put off of ice cream forever. Kent, do you have honey for the throat after?
Look, you don't scream like that without some training, baby. Kent might not sing, but Kent knows how to yell. We good.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see. This one question, which one of us as characters or NPCs is most likely to play a combat sport? Dahani, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Heck yes.
I mean, fencing maybe, but...
Yeah, I definitely see Kent as a fencer.
Not shocking.
Mm-hmm. No?
No.
Gosrick works the concession stand, happily.
Yeah, Virgil. Yeah, if you ask, but otherwise he would never admit it.
Yeah. Shaka might do if there's like a distance, like a range combat sport, like something he uses is a crossbow with. He might do, but not.
You could do archery,
yeah,
right?
Archery. I mean,
you're combating
a
target.
A combat sport, but yeah, you're right.
Archery, you'll say that now. Wait until someone's chasing you with a bow and arrow.
The deadliest game.
I'm just imagining somebody chasing after Shaka just with the bow. Not to shoot him, just to whack him over the head.
Yeah. So it's like a Tom and Jerry skit, basically. Great.
Heck yeah.
Where are we now?
We've had a lot.
Yeah. There's
a question for Celine.
Oh, no, there's... I think prior to that one, there was another one for Kent. Other than just now... What is the most inappropriate time you've yelled Virgil before?
So here's
how do you turn your camera off? How do you? Oh my goodness!
Here's the thing: I reject the premise of this question because I don't think that I do it at inappropriate times. If I need Virgil, then it is appropriate to get Virgil.
Or praise Virgil.
Again, how do you turn off your camera?
Oh, wait, is that like a? Are we? I'll tell you about it, but I suppose that's a Eugenio thing, not a Kent thing.
Shaka, do you blame your time in Avernus for making you so bad at flirting, or was your open eye just narking on the winking one?
Wow.
Oh my god, that is brilliant. Oh my god,
that is deep.
That is such a read.
I for sure have to roll to answer that question because I don't know how to answer that one. So I'm just gonna roll me a d20 and see what we get.
Yes.
I don't know what to do with that.
Right?
I mean,
oh
dang.
Man, it's a 4. That I was definitely narking on the other one. I didn't even notice. I was not aware. But yeah, I went in, and then the other eye was like, nope. And yeah.
So you just gave you gave her like one of those anime face smiles where it's like your eyes are closed but you're still smiling that like no human can do in real life because it will never look as good.
Yeah.
Question for Virgil. How long did it take for you to become completely immune to Kent yelling Virgil?
Virgil is he is inured to it. He is not immune to it. What happened whenever his name comes ringing out, because it is like the martial arts, like the old school Wuxia martial arts thing. He hears his name and all of a sudden it's like shing. Like so good my headphones fell off. Like that's the shift.
Wow.
That is, you know, like it is immediately like the mental calculus in his head of like, okay, what is this? Is it danger? Is it excitement? What is it? But yeah, no. Virgil is he is used to it. And you know, he sees it as a familiar affection.
Aw. That's nice.
And that's his story.
And he's sticking to it. Question for Mills. We've got this one and one final question. So question for Mills. It's Mills, not Mel. M-I-L-L-S. What are your pronouns? And if it's not too intrusive, your gender. If it's a non-conformative gender, how does it feel to be yourself in Candlekeep? Mills, I am a girl, A-F-A-B. My pronouns are she, her. Mills is my nickname. My real name is Milia. But everybody has just started calling me Mills, and it sticks, and I kind of like it. So, I mean, it feels pretty cool to be a woman in Candlekeep.
Oh.
That's all I got. Ooh, I think it's cool. Up.
Yes.
Did not pick that up, but good to know. Yeah. Mostly dudes.
Pretty cool.
Oh, you're right.
Interesting.
Outside of
Amaya and Mills, everyone we've talked to has at the very least been mask.
Okay. I may have stacked the deck a little bit. There's Mills. There's Amaya. There's Kit.
Mm-hmm.
There's Kit. And I've gotten Cam and Finch confused so much, but one of them is a woman.
I still get them confused.
I knew one of them was right.
I think it's Finch.
I honestly don't remember which one. I think it's Finch too.
Yeah.
They just sound like a side character duo in a Disney film, which mm-hmm. I love about that. Like
the original Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes. But without the death.
Without the death.
Spoilers.
Oh no!
Unbelievable.
Well, good. We don't have to worry about them because nothing will ever bad happen to them.
Final question for Wolf Gosrick. Who is the goodest and floofiest boy?
It's no question. It is me. There is no doubt. How dare you think otherwise? It is me.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, we've got to run through outros, not super quick, because I just think D&D stops hosting us at 2:00. We can stream as long as we want to. Who are we and what have we got going on? Let's go back around the table, starting with Masood.
Hey guys, I'm Masood. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Marudeboy, MahRudeBoi. I've got a really awesome week ahead of myself, and I want to share it with you all. So obviously, Sundays I'm here with Rivals of Waterdeep. Come hang out. We have a good time. Tuesdays, Indoor Recess is back. We're starting our new campaign. It's a original setting, an original sort of world that we built. It's called Generation F. And it takes place in Jenkins, Nebraska. That might not be Nebraska. Tune in Tuesday nights to find out more. And then on Wednesday nights, I'm really excited about this. This is a show that I've been putting together. I'm GMing a campaign of Monster of the Week with Stir Friday Night, a collection of comedians from Chicago. They're Chicago's oldest all-Asian comedy troupe. I allege that they're the U.S.'s oldest, only because no other group has told me that they're older than us. But we've been around for 30-plus years. Some of our alumni include Danny Pudi, Mary Sohn from AP Bio, and the very incredible and Oscar-nominated Steven Yeun. So that's Stir Friday Night has got some awesome alumni, and we're doing the show Monster of the Week for Roll20, and we're setting it in Chicago, where things, some spooky, scary things might also exist. So if you're free on Wednesday night, come check it out. We're about to have a good time. And that kicks off, all of that starts this week. So come through.
Awesome. All right. Eugenio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Eugenio. You can follow me on the Twitters at @DMJazzHands, and I would muchly appreciate it. Masood's got a busy week. I think mine's pretty standard, so I stream on my channel. I stream Dragon Age Inquisition on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I thought that we were getting close to endgame, and then I remembered that game never ends, so it is what it is. and I think that might be it for me this week, aside from Rivals next Sunday. I'm sure that's probably not true, so when I remember, you should be following me on Twitter so that you can see the tweet about it, because I don't know what I do from day to day. That's all. Keep it short and sweet.
Does anyone really?
Stealth! Why are we yelling stealth?
Stealth!
Stealth!
What? Oh my gosh. All right, Brian.
Yes, I am Brian, Urban Bohemian, pretty much everywhere. Please follow me everywhere except to brunch, which I miss very much. This is actually a pretty light week a week for me, so it'll be my standard Tuesday afternoon stream, and then Saturday and Sunday. This weekend is going to be all Animal Crossing, because this upcoming weekend counts 1 year that I have been consistently streaming Animal Crossing every Sunday. So we're going to make it
an
Animal Crossing weekend, because this game clearly got me through the pandemonium that we're currently stuck in. So otherwise you can catch me Saturday and Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. If it's too early, stay in bed. Don't worry about it. And then next Sunday, catch me here at 1 p.m. Eastern. Rivals.
Yeah. I can't believe you've done 52 streams of that. Like, you've done a full year on Saturdays. Very impressive.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Did the game give you anything awesome for having a town, an island that is a year old? Like, did they commemorate that anniversary? Not that
they did for everyone. So, like, weird side thing. If you have Animal Crossing, make sure you update because they give you a one-year anniversary present.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, that was why I was asking because I haven't played in several
Somebody
weeks.
Somebody else talk now.
I was just asking. All right, Sharif, I'm sorry to interrupt your outro time.
Okay. I'm Sharif. You can find me at sharifjackson.com, S-H-A-R-E-E-E-F, jackson.com, or Sharif Jackson on all social networks. Tomorrow, Monday mornings, I do my Kids on Bikes stream on Roll20 at 10 a.m. Central. I'm at twitch.tv/Roll20app. We're about halfway through the season, and things are getting weird in the town of Techburg. And also, I just say also today at 5 p.m. Central, I'll be doing the conclusion of my appearance on the Arda campaign on the Nature Check podcast at twitch.tv/NatureCheckD&D or Check Nature on Twitter and such. So yeah, that'll be a bunch of fun. We're essentially going through a desert temple for you Legend of Zelda fans. I created a little temple of puzzles. So it's been fun with that. It's been great. as Brian's excited. And on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Central, I do the video game stream here at twitch.tv/RivalsOfWaterdeep. And then on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Central, I do the GM prep for Kids on Bikes, where we go through building maps, and I just talk about general tips on like how to GM games. So check it out.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. You've gotten so busy, and I love it.
Yeah. That's good. Also, I was going to say, I think a cast member of our shows is in chat right now. I think I see Shu talking about how they love Animal Crossing.
Shu?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, Shu?
Yeah, so Shu is on both of our shows, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then Tanya.
Hello. What do I have going on? Too much. But tomorrow, keep an eye on Twitter from both my account, like Dice Society and Wizards, to find out what B-Day Walters has been teasing. You'll finally get to find out tomorrow. And then based on that tease, look for some of us at GaryCon on Friday at, oh god, what time is it? I think 4 to 7 Central. So keep an eye on Twitter, mine, Black Dice Society, and Wizards. And then just find me everywhere on the internet, says Cypher Tier. Nothing special coming up other than Friday that I can't yet give details on. And the only other thing I did was I got to play with Amazon Luna, thanks to Amazon, and it was fun, so come by and check out the VOD, and if you want to do cloud gaming, I highly recommend Amazon Luna, hashtag sponsored, because we're on Twitch. but yeah, everyone aside from here, I may stream later today, I don't know.
Fantastic, and I have been your Dungeon Master, several NPCs, and possibly new Big Bad, Latia Jaquise, at Latia Jaquise everywhere. I have a very light week. Again, you can catch me this Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, at twitch.tv/rockpunchatl for our third installment of the four-part miniseries of Tallis, which is an entire 5e city that was created by Monty Cook 15 years ago. We're just taking it through 5e because it'll be out in 5e in a couple months. So you can catch me there as half-elf cleric and only sane person in the party. I feel like Celeste. Samira, I love her. She's great. But yeah, that's me and that's us. And we're going to go and raid Misty at Imperial because they are raising money for Able Gamers. So we love you all. We will see you next week and have a wonderful rest of your week, everybody. Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.